starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is 5:30 a.m. on a Sunday. I never used to be up so early on a Sunday. I never used to know what 5:30 a.m. even looked like. It has now become a daily routine. I love and enjoy being up so early before work. I have two precious hours before leaving for the two resorts I look after, my teams and my guests. 2 hours during which I can focus on laying another brick for my future, continue writing that other book, make another podcast episode, and catch up on some investing research. We must all know why we wake up in the morning. While you can still easily wake up at decent hours to go perform your regular duties still with love and passion, there is no comparison to that source of energy that fires you up to rise, to pursue a purpose, your purpose. If I had to detail what my purpose is, what really fires me up in the morning, it would come down to a very simple one to my eyes: significantly transform my financial future and document this journey day to day for others who are hungry to do the same. This might seem like a grand objective. It may seem like it is easier said than done, but I am convinced that the more grand your goals are, the more chances you have to reach them, because you have to stretch yourself. And I did not used to believe it, in general, that things like that were possible until I have seen it happen. Just refer back to 25, 30, or even 45 episodes down the line. I built wealth since. Once you start to believe it is possible that you can do this, then it becomes a moral obligation as a human being to pursue that purpose. It means that you are yet to reach your full potential, and you cannot possibly live your life the same way while knowing you can reach such heights for yourself. There are plenty of motivational videos out there. You can sit and listen to them if that actually makes you feel better. But the exceptional people delivering their messages to you are admirable for sure, but they will be unable to help you in a practical way or tell you a step-by-step process to achieve your dreams. I firmly believe that building wealth is a practical way into personal development. There is another side to this that goes beyond money. The concept of building wealth entails that you have managed to radically change your lifestyle, reduced your debt, saved and invested those savings. There are tangible milestones which are a very solid start to your transformation, I believe. I can tell you all day that you must believe in yourself, that you can do it, that you should rise like a champion. Not practical, really. What I can do, however, is show you how I will do this. I will podcast it, I will write it down every step of the way until I reach freedom, so that hopefully, if I succeed, I would have managed to prove a crucial aspect of success, that it can be done by anyone, provided you start the process. Building wealth changes you, and funny things start happening. You start seeing opportunities arise, you are safer while facing the world, you look at your own capabilities with a different angle, you start doing things because you believe they can be done. Your mindset will start changing with every dollar of wealth you build. How to start building wealth? You will hear that it is about taking command of your mind so you can make the choices that would change your life. I would tell you, stop right now. Every expenses that are not classified as an absolute need for survival. I would tell you how to save $5,000 in 4 months. Go back a few episodes. I did talk about that. I would tell you after 4 months what I would do with these $5,000 and actually build wealth. This is practical. This is real. And taking command of your mind will occur once you have reached that first milestone. It will happen by itself. It could be $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000. Once you reach that first milestone, your life will start to change. Those motivational videos are, however, based on pushing one to start, to make that first step. It is unbelievable the amount of resources and time that is needed to get one to simply make that first step, because it is all it takes, a first step, a leap of faith. The great thing about investing and building wealth as a foundation to your transformation is that it is tangible. Those milestones can be seen, they are goals, we need goals to develop ourselves, and if they are financial, so be it. I prefer them being financial, I can touch them at least, you know. I'm a very different man today than I was $20,000 ago. By the way, my book is out and it is free for the next 5 days. After that, it will be practically free at 0.99 cents. I can't put it free on Amazon, they don't allow you to do that, but it is practically free at this price. It is called Becoming an Investor, the First 100 Days, and I hope it can be a good start for you. There is one say, by the way, that I'd like to share with you from an unknown source that stays with me. It is terrifying, and it is the definition of hell. On your last day on earth, the person you became will meet the person you could have become. This is terrifying. Don't let that happen. I wish you a great Sunday ahead. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.